continuing on the theme of zeal, which we were talking about yesterday, in 2 Samuel 18, 19 to 23, we see the story of a man called Ahimaaz. He was a good runner, and he was absolutely desperate to run with some message for King David when Absalom was on the run from the troops. He was desperate. "Let me run." But the commander says, "But you haven't got a message. Nevertheless, let me run." So he runs and outruns the messenger that was sent with a message. But when he gets to the place where he's going, which is King David in the palace, "What news of Absalom?" "Oh, I heard a great tumult," he says. "But apart from that, I don't know. Stand over there," David says. And then, of course, comes the second runner who has got the message. What I'm saying here is that if you run without your message, you're going to be absolutely useless and you're going to be sidelined. Stand over there. You'll see no fruit. Because in these days, you only go at the calling and the sending and the commissioning and the anointing and the appointing of God, or you don't go at all. If you do go, you go on your own. So one of the things that someone with a great deal of zeal has got to learn is patience. How do I know? I was zealous. I have been there, seen it, done it. I was full of zeal for the Lord, but by his grace he restrained me. He took me like a wild horse into his menage, and he got me on a lead rein, and he trained me backwards and forwards, figures of eight, over the cavalletti, until I was ready for a harness to be put on me so that I could pull the king's carriage and do exactly as I was told. Some people wonder why Joyce and I never move ahead without the command of God. That is why. We have been trained to hear his voice and his alone, and it is at the bidding of him that we will go forward. Most times we do not know what we're going forward into, but if he says walk on, we walk on. If he says trot, we trot. If he says canter, we canter. If he says stop, we stop. The problem with going when you are not actually sent, even though you may have a strong call within, is that you'll never actually fulfill the purpose for which God wanted to send you. So again, I say to you, if this speaks to you, be still, be quiet, bow your knee and submit your neck to the yoke of God. Get your head down under that yoke. It's called humility. God bless you.